Portrait of Stendhal jerking off. The street is awash with disaffection. Mop it, scrub it. I have been known to fetishize the act of mopping, but that's enough about me clinging towards the life which I must now ignore when I am not doing it. The business of living is not material, it's as it happens, and pushes no further, and you should be glad of that. Meantime, jet set earnings are on the up, according to the Liberty texts. By these, I mean trade journals, quarterly market reports, tabulated stock price rumors, or everyone is just so keen on pushing all of this true information in your face. Can you believe it? You can. In your belief, you swell like a pus of white fingers dipped in oil. You feel that you can, but not minus the fuss of the sun, loud and red and white each morning, flat against its wire support, eradicating the fuss of the red and the black. I want to talk about that, and why no one wants to read it. Why are there so many cheap copies in used bookstalls if spunk is like a miracle when shot over balcony tops into forests, is permissive when understated, or am I thinking of a different book? Youth's mad blurred fist, skin over the eaves, nerve aflame. Cheapness leads to ownership. What else can you buy for 20p these days is a rhetorical question, certainly not a real pair. The ruddy tint of burst fruit on a jumbo pad atop a desk, behind a balcony atop a city street, the birds move like pliers in water, bathed in neutrality. Everything is permissive when understated, and everything is understated in order that language may evolve, in order that our choices diminish to throttle damaged hearts' understanding and thus burgeoning spatially the damage up for discussion. But thoughts make civilizations. Okay, so I am glad for the movie star how happy she is. She deserves it.